Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Middlesex County jurors resumed deliberations today in the case of John Odgren. He's the teen charged with first-degree murder in the stabbing death of a fellow student at Lincoln Sudbury High School in January 2007. Odgren, who was 16 at the time and diagnosed with various forms of mental illness, has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. In a trial replete with gruesome evidence and opposing psychiatrists, yesterday's closing arguments clashed not over the killing, but over the issue of criminal responsibility. WBUR's David Boeri has the story.
11 days after the evidentiary phase of the trial began at Middlesex Superior Court in Woburn, defense attorney Jonathan Shapiro began his summary.
This trial is not about what happened in the bathroom at Lincoln Sudbury High School on the morning of January 19, 2007. We know what happened. The trial is about why it happened.
The why, according to the defense, resides in the biochemistry and mental wiring of the 19-year-old sitting at the end of the defense table. For most of the day, John Odgren avoided eye contact, staring downward and fidgeting with a pen in his mouth. Citing the testimony of three behavioral specialists who testified for the defense, Shapiro depicted a tortured history, including Asperger's syndrome, a mild form of autism, depression, anxiety, suicidal tendencies at 9. Shapiro said all that grew into fear and paranoia in Odgren's first year at high school.
And he exploded in senseless and unplanned violence.
In contrast to the pitiful history of a boy with the sound of a million bees buzzing in his head and with no friends other than a stuffed rabbit, was the blood-stained 12-inch carving knife wielded before the jurors by the prosecutor, Daniel Bennett.
He starts to slash and stab, and not randomly. You've got a stab wound to the liver, a stab wound through those ribs into the lungs, and a stab wound right through the heart. He's picking spots to kill.
Concentrating on the violent what and not the why of the killing of 15-year-old James Allenson, who John Odgren didn't even know, the prosecutor insisted the defendant knew what he was doing, and he knew it was wrong. That's why he was hiding the knife when he came to school that day, Bennett said.
He does have mental health problems, but that's not why he's in the bathroom killing. He's in the bathroom killing because he wants to kill.
With an IQ of 140, Odgren wanted to pull off the perfect crime and thought he could get away with it, said the prosecution. But fear and delusion were driving Odgren, the defense said. Because of his Asperger's, he'd become the object of relentless bullying and teasing, and he struggled with academic and social challenges after entering Lincoln Sudbury High. Odgren began bringing toy guns and folding knives, Shapiro reminded the jurors. He said in the compulsive tendency of Asperger's syndrome, Odgren had become obsessed with the Stephen King series The Dark Tower, a violent computer game, and the number 19, the day on which he killed James Allenson.
In a frenzy, fueled by his delusional belief that something terrible was going to happen to him, he did not plan it. He did not intend to do it.
The key to the verdict in a defense of insanity rests upon the issue of criminal responsibility, set out by Superior Court Judge Jane Haggerty in long instructions. Did John Odgren have the capacity to know that what he was doing was wrong? Did he have the capacity to conform his conduct to the requirements of the law? The state has the burden of proving this beyond a reasonable doubt, said the judge. But the infrequency of defendants being found not guilty by reason of insanity suggests the practical burden is on John Odgren to convince the jurors he's insane. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.